This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Livestock producers in Washington are reeling from a promise by State Fish and Wildlife to give one business day notice for any decision to lethally remove problem wolves in order to give environmental groups time to try and get a restraining order. Washington Farm Bureau's Tom Davis, who sits on the department's Wolf Advisory Group, says a detailed protocol was already in place.
The Center for Biological Diversity, this out-of-state extreme environmental group, doesn't want any wolves to be killed. And so they're going to do everything they possibly can to stop the department from implementing this lethal protocol, which means for our ranchers this year, there's likely going to be no remedy for them when they get into a situation where they have problem wolves attacking high numbers of cattle. It'll be devastating.
Davis says it's another case of outsiders like CBD meddling in our affairs.
And I think that's important to recognize that the conservation groups we work with on the Wolf Advisory Group have been very supporters of ranchers at the same time working to promote the recovery of the wolves. So it's not environmentalists that are here in Washington. These are groups from outside the state that are coming in and trying to jam a wrench into the gears of the good work that's being done by the Wolf Advisory Group.
Davis says it's not just the frustration, but the financial loss that some livestock producers are going to face. He says the state needs to do something because ranchers won't be able to endure the losses year after year.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.